Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. So it's Take Control Tuesday. And today, Mansa, we're going to talk about the economic forecast and what that means to us.
Well, this is the MoneySmartLife.org forecast. So there are economic headwinds coming, Randy, especially for working class people. You know, we're at the end of a long business cycle of long growth. You want to look into it. It just doesn't look good coming for the next 6 months and beyond. So what we want to encourage people to do is the same thing Joseph told Pharaoh to do. Is in the time of plenty is when you prepare for the time of famine. So right now, before the downturn, people need to change their mindset to where they're beginning to save and store. You know, you want to do that everything in its season, the Bible tells us. Well, you don't want to wait for winter to come before you start trying to store. So store up now while the opportunities are there in the economy. We're at full employment. You can get side gigs and things like that if you want to do that to increase your income. You really just need to change your mindset now to where you're saving and storing. Mm-hmm. And you just do that by prioritizing your money. What's the first thing you do with your money after you pay your tithe?
You should be doing something other than spending it on frivolous things.
Or even, once again, put yourself, let's say for the next 6 months, you go in an austerity posture, accumulate as much money as you can, and when the economy turns down in the third quarter or whatever's predicted, you will be sitting on cash, you will be able to take advantage of opportunities, and et cetera. And you'll have a cushion in case you're impacted or dislocated.
Right.
Now's the time to do it. That's what we want to encourage people to do. And here's the thing. If we're wrong and the economy continues to boom, here's a truism, Randy, that we've learned over time. Money is easier to spend than it is to save.
So if
you don't need it, you won't have any trouble spending.
Exactly. Well, we can find tips and also things that will help us live a money smart life on your Facebook page and also on your website, which is
MoneySmartLife.org.
Thanks so much, Mansa.
Thank you.